What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And hello, our America. Welcome to our show today. It is Thursday, January 19th, 2017. And yes, I still have a little bit of a rocky voice here. It's getting better day by day. And it's just going to take a little while for me to be back to my normal self here. We have a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. And it's Thursday, January 19th, 2017. Sure happy it's Thursday, all the more so because we are less than 24 hours away from Donald Trump taking the oath of office as the 45th president of the United States of America. He flew from New York to Washington, D.C. earlier today and has already started all of the ceremonies involved with the inauguration, the laying of the wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier in Arlington. They just got done doing that. So there's a whole lot of activity that is going on over and above the oath of office itself. So we're almost there. We're almost there. And we are hearing that President-elect Trump has already set up 200 executive orders for his signature in the first few days in office, most of them basically unwinding all this nonsense from 8 years of Barack Obama. And that we're actually getting this from Judge Andrew Napolitano, who's apparently having a lot of discussions with Donald Trump. And one of the other things Napolitano has revealed is that Donald Trump is specifically looking for a Supreme Court justice along the same lines of Antonin Scalia. And that is really going to upset a lot of the liberal crybabies and whiners who are out there. And they're just thrashing around like crazy. Now, Newt Gingrich has taken umbrage with all of these Democrats who are boycotting the inauguration. It is considered poor form. And says, they're not scoring any points with the public. Nobody's agreeing with them about this. They're making themselves look small and silly. There's apparently 65 of them now. And here is where the Democrats and the liberals in general fail to understand the public mood. They are damaging themselves irreparably in the eyes of the public. They're going to be decades recovering from this amazing display of childish behavior during this election. And I don't think that they're stopping to realize that over the long term, they're causing a lot of damage to no immediate gain whatsoever. Now, as you know, there's been a lot of talk about these plans to disrupt the inauguration, mostly focusing around this group, Disrupt J20. And there was a lot of concern, talk about hired disruptors, chaining the trains, bottles of butyric acid and everything. And apparently somebody blinked, okay, because now all of a sudden the corporate media is saying it was all really just a big hoax. Nothing's going to happen. It's just a big hoax. I think they were really thinking about doing a disruption, trying to trigger a color revolution, and they came to the conclusion they couldn't pull it off because that's what everybody's expecting them to do. And so they pulled the plug on that, and now they're trying to back away from the saying, it was all just a lot of nothing. Pay no attention to all of that Sturm und Drang. It was a big nothing, you know, so pay no attention. Now, obviously, a lot of people are expressing concerns and questions about what Donald Trump is going to do. And one of his big targets appears to be the military-industrial complex and reining in the out-of-control military spending. I mean, the Pentagon is just flinging money all over the place. They've managed to just outright lose track of $6 trillion, not quite the $9 trillion the Federal Reserve misplaced and can't account for, but that's a lot of money. And a lot of it, the money that they have tracked, has gone, first of all, for a lot of wars that went nowhere, and for a lot of these whiz-bang high-tech weapons programs that are not working out very well. The F-22 still asphyxiating its pilots. The Freedom-class littoral combat ships drivetrain problems, the Independence class littoral combat ships, hull corrosion issues, like apparently somebody forgot what zinc sacrificial anodes are supposed to be for, the Zumwalt stealth destroyer drivetrain problems. Now they're at the point of saying the new whiz-bang aircraft carrier, the Gerald R. Ford, may never actually be suitable for use in combat. Its magnetic catapult system is actually breaking the aircraft that it's launching. And, of course, Donald Trump's first target is going to be that F-35. The costs have gone completely out of control. And more experts are looking at it and saying it is not going to be worth the money. It has got so many problems, hundreds and hundreds of problems. Now, of course, the Air Force has declared by imperial edict that it's ready for deployment, and they've actually started deploying some of these things. But, the problems are just amazing. Still can't fly in the rain, can't fly in the fog, can't get too near lightning. That very expensive helmet system that is supposed to fuse all of the video cameras to allow the pilot to essentially see all the way around the aircraft like it's made out of glass, that still doesn't work. The networked radar systems don't work. It'll confuse how many targets are out there as it tries to sort out what's coming in from the other aircraft in the squadron. The insulation in the fuel tanks is deteriorating rapidly. It's jamming the engines and causing them to explode. And it looks impressive at the air shows, but that's about it. And Trump is basically taking a good, hard look at that. Now then, interesting. First of all, we're going to do a shout out to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. We're talking about the incoming Trump administration less than 24 hours away. And there was an interesting article that came on out from counterpunch.org, the Trump speech that no one heard. And it was a speech Trump made that was ignored by the corporate media, because this was the speech where he came on out and said that he wants to fundamentally change the behavior of the United States government in terms of how they interact with other countries. He wants to pull back on all of this intervention and overthrow and coup d'etat, and he wants to work together with Russia to establish regional security, fight terrorism, and most of all, bring back trade, which will bring back the jobs. And the corporate media is still refusing to deal with reality. Apparently last night, during CNN's broadcast of the Situation Room, Wolf Blitzer aired a segment with a chyron featuring the headline "Developing Now." And basically, Blitzer and correspondent Brian Todd were coming out with this idea that assassinating Trump would allow Barack Obama to stay in power. Now, first of all, it sounds like he's inciting to assassination. Second of all, Wolf Blitzer apparently does not understand how the U.S. government works. If Trump is assassinated, Mike Pence becomes the president. If both Trump and Pence are assassinated, the Speaker of the House becomes the president. There is a long line of succession already coded into law. There is no way Barack Obama can stay in power short of an armed coup d'etat. Now, apparently, a man down in Florida tweeted his threat to assassinate Donald Trump, and he's been arrested, obviously. And it turns out he's a close family friend of the Clintons. And he once donated $20,000 to the Democratic National Committee. And apparently, this suspect, Dominic Puopolo Jr., his mother had died in one of the airplanes that flew into the World Trade Center on 9/11, and Hillary Clinton delivered the eulogy at the funeral. And so he was out there on Twitter threatening Trump's life. Now, I don't know if he's on too many prescription antidepressants. I mean, first of all, anybody who was seriously planning to do something to Donald Trump, they're not going to announce it on Twitter. Or if they do, they're an idiot. Now, director of the CIA, Brennan, is now trying to backpedal on that ridiculous Trump dossier about the prostitutes and the bed in the hotel room in Moscow and everything. Now he's saying he never actually read it himself. I had nothing to do with it. I'm back. Never even really saw it. Interesting little article over in Russia Today, and it's basically following up on a comment I made earlier in the week, where John McCain was part of the pipeline that passed that dossier along to the intelligence agencies from which it was leaked to the media. And now he's trying to save his own skin by backing off and saying, oh, that was a terrible thing to do. Yeah, John, but you did it. So Obama has less than 24 hours left as president of the United States of America. He's commuted Chelsea Manning's sentence. I think a lot of people are very happy about that. But has now officially denied clemency for Leonard Peltier. Still no word about a blanket pardon for Hillary, but there are still some 20 hours left to go on that. And I'm sure Hillary's sweating bullets about that one, because Trey Gowdy, as part of the new incoming Congress, has now joined the Intelligence Committee. And that means Trey Gowdy will be front and center as Congress tries to get to the bottom of these Russian hacking claims made by Hillary Clinton's campaign to basically distract from the fact that they really did all that stuff that was in those leaked emails. And obviously, conservatives and people who are just fond of justice in general, they're thrilled about this. Go get them, Trey. And we are seeing another article coming out of Investment Watch blog that Trump is seriously thinking about ordering a full massive investigation into all of Hillary Clinton's crimes. And I rather doubt that Donald Trump fully appreciates what he's likely to find in there. Now, interestingly enough, one of the other commutations, along with all the drug dealers, I mean, Obama's just letting everybody out. He commuted the sentence of Oscar Lopez Rivera. Rivera, not Rivero, no relation. Who's a member of this Puerto Rican militant group and FALN. And, of course, FALN and his family are overjoyed. So FALN terrorists get pardons, but not Leonard Peltier. Something a little screwy there. We found an article from a while back where an FALN victim's son said Hillary Clinton was a key figure in pardoning the entire terror group. So apparently Hillary has a bunch of terrorists who are feeling beholden to her. Now, after blaming Russia with no evidence for Hillary's election loss, Obama is now blaming Putin for the deterioration in Russia and U.S. relations. Because we all know that parking tons and tons of weapons and hundreds of thousands of soldiers on a nation's border is not a reason for us not to be friends anymore. Obama's trying to basically rewrite his legacy, and nobody's buying it. It really is. Now, as a parting shot at personal freedom and what little is left of our privacy, apparently, Loretta Lynch issued a secret order where apparently the NSA is now allowed to share any of the data they collect on you with any other intelligence agency or law enforcement agency based on this standard of so-called government need. In other words, somebody can call up the NSA and say, I need to see what Michael Rivero is ordering from eBay today, and the NSA will turn it over. And this, of course, is all a violation of the Fourth Amendment. Now, as you know, a recent survey showed that CNN is the least trusted corporate media news source in America, which prompted the president of CNN to say their credibility had never been higher, which everybody laughed at. But the president of CNN is now off the hook because there's been another survey, and MSNBC is now the least trusted TV news source. So I'm sure over there at MSNBC, they're going, we're number one, we're number one, we're No, wait a minute. This is a bad thing, isn't it? Yes, it is a bad thing, actually. And the corporate media is still writhing and dancing and twisting and trying to figure out what they're going to do. And over at ZDNet, they ran this ridiculous article on how social media is crippling democracy and how it must be stopped because, you know, that independent media and social media, they're destroying truth, justice, and the American way. Now, the reality is social and independent media has actually restored democracy by bringing back the open sharing of ideas and diverse points of view. This is a threat to the corporate media, whose job it is to maintain the status quo while assuring us that we are still a democracy, despite the obvious election fraud that took place during the Democratic primaries and the general election, and to the political elites whose lies, fraud, and deceptions, like Saddam's weapons of mass destruction, are now being exposed for everybody to see. And if you go to this article and you read the comments, nobody else is buying it. They're calling the author of this, you know, a crybaby. So, another little article coming out of Huffington Post. The media's existential crisis, by which they mean the corporate media. And basically talking about the fact that Donald Trump is clearly responding to an adversarial corporate media by being an adversary. And they're talking about that meeting back on January 11th, where Donald Trump called in the heads of all the corporate media, who went into the meeting expecting that Donald Trump was going to kiss and make up and say, you guys are still in charge of the information flow from the administration to the public. And instead, they got an apprentice-style dressing down. And they deserve it. Donald Trump is absolutely right. He wants to communicate directly to the American people through social media and independent media because he doesn't trust the corporate media to accurately and faithfully report what he's actually saying because of all the spin doctoring and selective editing and questionable interpretation that's already taken place. Now, in terms of corporate media bias and spin, here's a good example. There's an article that came out of Blacklisted News, and it's talking about a recent corporate media survey which came up with the result, 58% of Americans don't think Russian hacking changed the election. 56% believe U.S. should improve relations with Russia. Now, those are good numbers, except for the fact that this poll started out presuming the story of Russian hacking was true and presenting it as true to the people taking the poll. That's a very dishonest thing to do. They should have started out saying, do you believe the story of Russian hacking, and then go from there. That's like running a poll saying, do you think the blue fairy is diabetic? Where you're not allowed to question whether the blue fairy actually exists or not. Now, apparently in his farewell address, Obama actually came on out and described the DNC emails as having been leaked. Not stolen, not hacked. He used the word leaked. So maybe now that he's leaving the White House, he doesn't care to maintain the lies anymore. Maybe he'd just be sick and tired of the whole thing. Now, there's another interesting article, and it came out of Global Research. And it's talking about Vermont's decentralists questioning authority, power, and wealth. And this is a group that began about 40 years ago that was tired of the Republicans and tired of the Democrats, aren't we all? And they wanted to form a third way called decentralism, where they wanted to get away from this over-concentration of power, authority, and wealth in a few tiny hands. And it's a really good idea. And their statement of purpose is, we oppose political and economic systems which demand obedience to the dictates of elite groups while ignoring abuses by those who operate the controls. And it sounds like a really wonderful system. And it is. And I'll tell you why when we come back from these words from our sponsors.
husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
Back to the show here. We're talking about Vermont's decentralists. This is a group that actually began about 40 years ago to try and form a third party that was based on reversing the trend of concentration of wealth, power, and authority in the hands of just a few. But we already know this is going to work because it's the way the United States was originally begun, where the power and authority were reserved to the states themselves, the counties, the individuals, and that central government was deliberately hamstrung to not be a threat to personal liberty and freedom and wealth, the ability to better your life through hard work. That's how this country began. So these decentralists are onto the right idea of basically going back to a system we already know from history works very well for the nation and its people. It's terrible for the bankers, terrible for the politicians, but it's great for the people. All righty, let's talk a little bit about the war zones. Basically, Syria, there's still some flare-ups and some opposition by these surviving U.S.-backed forces. But overall, with Russia and Turkey now coordinating their airstrikes and working with the Syrian army, they are rapidly advancing on multiple fronts against what is left of this manufactured revolution that the U.S. started 5 years ago. And the U.S. is still not giving up, at least for the next 20 hours. They're increasing their airdrops of weapons to the opposition forces in Syria. And, of course, it's illegal for them to do that. They have no permission to be in Syrian airspace. And it may well be, and I mentioned this yesterday, it may well be that the U.S. was hoping that either Syria or Russia would shoot one of these aircraft down and really get that war going. But Assad and Putin have showed remarkable restraint. They know that after Trump is sworn in, everything is going to change. And we're going to pull back from this brink of a third world war, probably with mushrooms. But Obama still wants to get his licks in on his way out. He's deploying more troops. He's sending all this stuff. He sent B-2 stealth bombers to strike ISIS camps in Libya. And maybe what he's trying to do is to kill off all the people in ISIS who knew about the secret supply lines from the United States. But he sent those Spirit bombers in there to just wipe them all out. And they killed dozens of people. How much do those B-2s cost? Now then, Hawaii's Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard and Dennis Kucinich are on their way to Syria on a fact-finding and peace mission. It's time to pull the plug on all this stuff. And I got to tell you, not just because she's from here in Hawaii, I am turning into a huge fan for Tulsi Gabbard. And she's doing all these wonderful things. And I know she's a Democrat. I still wish Trump could have found a position for her in his administration. So she's on her way to Syria with Dennis Kucinich. Meanwhile, now that Trump is about to be the president, Russia has now invited the United States to participate in Syria talks in Astana. And this invitation has been extended by Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov. And they might actually accomplish something worthwhile with President Trump. Meanwhile, there's a lot of inertia behind this ramp up to war with Russia. Britain is now sending military hardware, tanks and so forth, through the Channel Tunnel. And supposedly it was the secret midnight training operation to prepare for war in Europe. And they sent them all through, ran around the countryside, then brought them all back. But everybody is practicing and practicing and practicing. And the people of Europe, they don't think it's a very good idea. They've already had two world wars fought on their territory. They really don't feel like having that again. Meanwhile, the British press is still ramping up the propaganda for war against Russia. And they're still, and they don't even have any facts or anything. I'll give you some examples when we come back.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I see the children are attacking my server again. So we'll let them have their little tantrum. Meanwhile, getting on back to this, the British press is getting more and more irresponsible. They're trying to ramp up more rhetoric against Russia. And they've got nothing to work on. Russia hasn't done anything. There's no evidence Russia is a threat. Their stories are worded in phrases like, it's entirely feasible that Russia could do this. Russia may do that. Putin may be planning this. Well, frankly, Putin could be planning to flap his arms and fly to the moon. Doesn't mean it's going to happen. Now, in the case of the Telegraph, they were quoting a report from the Washington Post, which now has been retracted with a full-on apology by the editor. But the Telegraph ran the story without any apology whatsoever or clarification that the story had been discredited. It's still out there. Now, this story just came on in, and this is just beautiful. The other day, we were talking about how CNN was still going on and on about Trump was not a legitimate president. We were talking about how CNN's Wolf Blitzer is out there saying, well, you know, if Trump gets assassinated, Obama can stay in power. And then CNN turned around and asked for press passes to the Deplorable, which is this pro-Trump inauguration party being held tonight at the National Press Club. Now, MAGA3X, the group that is organizing the ball, just turned them down. CNN will not be given press credentials to attend this. And the reason they stated was because CNN is no longer seen as a credible institution of journalism. And they're saying it's not partisan because they have issued press passes to journalists from The New Yorker, New York Magazine, Fox, and various others. They're just saying, we have no confidence that you would cover us fairly. And they're absolutely right. They're absolutely right. All right, we're going to go ahead and grab a phone call. Bill in Pennsylvania, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Michael.
Yes.
How are you, sir?
Biodegradable.
Man, I tell you, I'm a huge fan. Been listening to you for, I'd say, about 3 or 4 years. I'll cut to the chase, but, dude, you are just awesome. I'm not kidding, man. You are awesome. I watch Alex Jones and a couple of those other guys, too, but you're the best, man.
Well, thank you very much for those kind words.
No, that's all right. I wanted to discuss something that I've been thinking about for a long time, and you actually brought it up Tuesday because I watch you on YouTube, and I have to watch the program from the day before. But anyway, without getting into all that, it was about the Federal Reserve. And I've been listening to you for years, and one of the things that you constantly kind of say is that, you wish a solution could be brought around without violence and, you know, whatever, blowing everybody up or, you know, getting our country back. Well, to me, from listening to you and absorbing different information from the internet, from the globalist agenda, it goes back way further. And with, you know, as smart as you are, you already know that. But just taking it back to the age of the Industrial Revolution, when they sunk the Lusitania and then Pearl Harbor, they infiltrated the Congress December 23rd with the Federal Reserve. That's when the cancer really started. But then
yes,
they made it public as far as they put their signature on it when they killed JFK. And to me, the head of the snake is the Federal Reserve. So if everybody would get together and protest in the streets in front of Wall Street and shut them down and protest against the Federal Reserve, I would never condone anything like Ferguson or Black Lives Matter. But when those people get into the street and they shut everything down, people start, even if it's wrong what they're doing, I'm not condoning it. But if you have the same kind of organization and people getting together, like if people that listen to you, listen to Alex Jones, listen to Matt Drudge, all these thousands and thousands and thousands of people that would get into the street, not just one time, on a constant basis, and start a campaign to shut the Federal Reserve down. We have had enough.
I agree but I want to clarify something. It's not enough to shut down the Federal Reserve because the Federal Reserve is not, in fact, the head of the snake. The head of the snake is the Bank of International Settlements. And history has shown that if a government and a people eject a private central bank from their nation, then all of the other nations enslaved to private central banks will work to re-enslave them. That has repeated throughout history. Now, the good news is, because of economic globalism, all these private central banks are now linked together. and it looks like a major crash is unavoidable, we could see all the private central banks collapse at the same time. And at that point, we need millions of people in the streets saying no more private central banking. Let's go back to government-issued currencies, a public currency managed as a public utility and not a privatized for-profit operation here. Now, right now, the Federal Reserve is on the defensive. They can't account for some $9 trillion. They're deathly afraid of a full audit because they certainly don't want the American people to learn just how much real wealth has been sucked out of our pockets into the pockets of the bankers for the privilege of using their pieces of paper with colored ink all over it.
Yeah, I totally agree with everything you say, man, constantly. Every day I'm like, wow, this guy's so smart, man. But it's like they have so much power. Who's going to audit them? I mean, who's going to stop them? And I'm not saying it's a total head of the snake, but if everybody would get together, black, white, yellow, brown, don't matter, everybody, just get together
Let me give you an insight. Let me give you an insight here. No, we don't need violence. And they're actually quite fragile because what holds up private central banking is the belief in the mind of the public that this is the way the world is supposed to be. And so what we all need to become is private central bank heretics and say, no, this isn't a healthy monetary system. This is a system of covert enslavement through perpetual debt creation. And when the people stop believing in the bank, the private central banking system, and they stop involving themselves in it, we're already seeing the banks trying to make it mandatory that you will run your life through their banks, and that only betrays how afraid they are that people don't believe that private central banking is a good institution anymore.
Yeah, I really wish Trump would. I mean, I'm not just saying it, man, because I'm a listener. I really wish Trump would give you a position as a counselor or, you know, somebody who, if you don't want to work for the government or whatever, Secretary of State, I get all that, but like somebody that's in his council that would, he knows a lot about everything just like you do. I'm telling you, man, because he's really trying to do the right thing, and I'm just scared that the numbers are going like JFK was our 35th, he's our 45th, he has a lot in common with JFK, even though JFK
yes,
was a Democrat.
Does.
You know what I'm saying? It's like these guys don't play fair. They play dirty pool. Look at all the millions of people they've killed. All wars are banker wars. You know, World War One.
Again, it's a different world. It's a different world. The private central bankers and the CIA and all these other people were able to get away with those things in the past because the American people were trusting and naive and blind. They were dependent on the corporate media, which fed them the cover stories about crazed lone nut assassins and all the rest of that nonsense. Those days are gone. And there may well be an attempt on Donald Trump, but it's going to be done by people who are going to have to deal with the realization that the official story is probably not going to be believed. And,
doing something
that overt, trying to assassinate Donald Trump, could actually precipitate the complete collapse of the United States of America, the way the Soviet Union went.
Can I say one more thing, sir?
Yes, sir, real quick.
I mean, it won't be me, and I know it definitely won't be a man like you with your ideas and your intelligence level, but personally, I'm tired of them shooting us. And we don't shoot back. When they blew JFK's head off, and now it's pretty much common knowledge with CNN, they're on the TV saying now, oh, well, if something would happen to Donald Trump, we're just going to have Obama pick a new president for it. Well, you know what? I wish, and I'm not saying I wish. I'll take that back because I don't want them knocking on my door. I'll just put it this way. If a day ever came where a retired Army sniper veteran who just had enough, and then George Soros is going out to get his cappuccino one day and it blew his head off, I wouldn't cry over it because they're the ones doing all the shooting. They're the ones killing everybody. They're the ones killing the working man. They're killing our dreams.
Okay, well, you're aiming in the wrong direction. And obviously, we do not encourage violence because that only justifies greater repression on the part of the government. We're already in a fight to maintain our Second Amendment rights here. So let's not give them fuel to come on back and take away my flintlock. So,
that's true.
Again, so people like George Soros are actually a symptom of a systemic problem in which we have a system that funnels wealth to the very wealthy and makes them insanely wealthy, and they start to believe that they are gods and can just play with the planet like it's their own personal toy. And it's not just Soros, it's also Bill Gates. And the reality is that allowing people to have enough money to supersede the elected civil government, to subvert it, to overturn it, that is a threat to the national security, in my opinion, and something really ought to be done about that. But
that's the true shadow government, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But let's pursue it through the court system. Okay.
No, I agree with you. I was just my frustration level talking, and I apologize.
I understand,
about that.
And I hear a lot of frustration out there. Anyway, listen, Bill. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here and switch over to Kyle in Pennsylvania. Aloha, Kyle. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. So I have a family member who has a significant other that is involved in the FBI, and they told me that the Trump administration has over 25,000 files, documents, dossiers on a number of government officials already in the queue to be pulled when Trump is sworn in as president.
Okay.
So it appears as though there's going to be massive investigations.
Well, they may not all be investigations, because Trump is already talking about literally cutting 20% of the federal workforce, and they may just be collecting records to see who's the dead wood and let them go, because obviously you don't want to let people go who are actually able to do the job. So I would love to see the investigations. But again, I want to see them focused on Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, the Clinton Foundation, and everybody who was involved in that narcocracy going all the way back to 1980s Arkansas.
Well, and I will say, this is this young lady's first time she's been in the FBI when administration
let's,
has transferred.
Let's not give out any information that's going to place her at risk, okay?
No, and she said it could all. I mean, she said she's never seen anything like it, but she's never been involved with an administration transfer before. So it might be standard operating procedure, but no one seems to think so.
Okay.
So it seems, I mean, that's an encouraging fact to me. Even if he's looking into people, events, places, it seems, even if he doesn't act on it, he wants to have a very good understanding of how many number of things work in the government and surrounding the government, which I think is extremely encouraging.
Yeah, I'd like to see a lot of this come down. I'd like to see all these corrupted people rounded up and, you know, shipped somewhere. You know, hey, we finally have a use for all those FEMA concentration camps.
Yeah, well, and I would think a large number of these files will be people who will not be attending the inauguration tomorrow.
I imagine so. You know what's really amazing? Not just CNN, but all these Republicans who were part of the Dump Trump campaign, and now they're absolutely indignant that they're not being considered for any jobs in the Trump administration. What did they think was going to happen?
John McCain is the one who released this fake dossier on Trump and his prostitutes in Russia, and then he goes on TV and has the gall to condemn the person who released the document.
It is. And again, it just proves that, you know, politicians just think in terms of PR and spin and lies, and, you know, what's really true and factual, what makes sense, just isn't a factor anymore.
Well, that tells you a lot what they think about us. They think that we don't have any sort of memory and that we will just be fed the same old line of malarkey time and time again. And, you know, they can say whatever they want, and there's no repercussions to them.
Well, history is against them. History is their enemy because up until the advent of the independent media, 20 years ago, it did work that way. They could put out any nonsense whatsoever, the magic bullet theory, the corporate media would tell it to Americans, and Americans had no choice but to simply accept what they were being told. Those days are gone forever, and anybody who does not understand that and realize the need to change and evolve to deal with the new reality of a skeptical, better informed, able to self-inform American people, they're living in a dream world. They're living in the past.
Yeah, well, I've always said the greatest accomplishment of the independent media has been the ability to give context to the events that are happening around the world. Because so many times, you hear something on the news, but you don't get this happened 5 years ago that relates to this. You just get that little news story, and that can be spun anywhere that they want it to be.
We're coming up on a commercial break here. I think the independent media's greatest accomplishment is that we have removed from the government and the corporate media their ability to lie to the public with impunity. That is our single greatest victory. So thank you very much for the phone call, Kyle. We got to let you go. Take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Actually been on Balance of Nature for a year now. I have MS, and I recently had an MRI. This is the first year that I've had a stable MRI, so I'm thrilled. When I have an MRI with MS, usually there are glowing spots that come through, which is damage on the nerves in my brain and my spinal cord, and when they're glowing, it means they're active. And then my last MRI, they pulled it up, and I honestly couldn't believe that it was my MRI. There was nothing glowing. And in fact, the dark spots were shrinking. They were healing. And the doctor actually said to me, I think we're in remission. I was so happy. I had no idea that that could be my reality.
The new challenge will allow you to receive 2 months of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies free. And we'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And Donald Trump has just arrived for the welcoming concert for the inauguration. It's at the Lincoln Memorial and a fairly decent sized crowd there. And Trump just paid his respects to the statue of Abraham Lincoln. And let's go back to the phones here. Bob in Las Vegas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Bob, are you there?
Yes, aloha, Mike. Can you hear me?
Yes, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Oh, okay. Mike, I too am a big fan of Tulsi Gabbard. I love her foreign policy. I wonder, I think she's presidential timber, definitely for the future. I wonder what her, I don't know if you've heard, if you could inform us in terms of her, on her domestic policies. If she buys into all this transgender baloney, or
she is a Democrat, and she does up to a point play the party line. In fact, I just got a mass emailing from her website saying, you know, click to thank Obama for his 8 years of service. But again, that's just playing politics. But on certain issues, she definitely has the courage to step on out and be her own individual. And okay. So I am expecting some amazing things from this person in the future.
Mike, what happened? First, I know a lot of the listeners are Alex Jones fans. I don't want to say anything negative about him, but I listened to him for a short period of time, but his act just gets old very quickly. And I think you have much more substance to your show, more gravitas. I was never a big Alex Jones fan, so just wanted to get that out there.
Well, I have a comment about that, and I get a lot of people who are emailing me, you're better than Alex Jones, blah, 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 blah. I'm different than Alex Jones. Let's just leave it at that here. And yeah. you have to remember, this year it marks my 10th anniversary in talk radio, and Alex Jones was the one who got me started all the way back in 2007. Where he arranged for my first show on Genesis, and even though Alex and I do not see eye to eye on certain topics, I always do remember that, and I'm always going to be very grateful for that.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to kiss up to you, but I have to tell you, I was a paid subscriber of Gerald Celente's service, and I just stopped listening to him, even after paying. I don't want to wait. I'd rather listen to you for those 3 hours than listen to him, and even though I already paid the money. So that's how much I think about your show.
You're going to turn my head. You are going to turn my head.
True. Mike, on that the WTO demonstrations that took place in Seattle, the protests against the WTO, I believe that was in 90, I don't know if it was in Clinton's first or second term. Those peaceful groups, they were infiltrated with these anarchists. You know, the guys who were, their faces covered with bandanas, and they were looting, and they gave a bad name to the other demonstrators. But
that's why they were there.
Right. Do you see a possibility of that happening again? And who was behind that infiltration? Was it the government? Was it George Soros? What happened in Seattle? I mean, do you see that happening again?
It could have been the World Trade Organization itself. I mean, it's a classic PR stunt. To discredit your opponents is to portray them as behaving badly. Anyway, listen, got to let you go.
Thanks, Mike.
Got to take a break for station identification, and we'll be right back.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.